What's it like to hear voices? How do people learn to live with their voices? And are voices sometimes positive and helpful? What's the connection between voice hearing and trauma? And what are the strategies for coping with it? It's estimated that up to 10% of the population hears voices on an ongoing basis. Jackie Dillon's one of them. She's on a mission to ban the word schizophrenic. She's the national chairwoman of the Hearing Voices Network in England, a user-led charity which works to promote acceptance and understanding of the experience of hearing voices, seeing visions, tactile sensations and other sensory experiences. She's in the country for two conferences, one in Wellington this week, the Building Bridges Conference, and another at Auckland University next week. The links to those are on our website if you want to know more. I spoke with Jackie Dillon just before we came to air this morning, and I began by asking her how long she had heard voices.
I was 3 years old.
Just that little?
Yes. My first memory of hearing voices was in nursery school, and I remember playing in a sandpit and hearing voices talking about me. And initially when the voices started when I was a child, they were quite comforting and helpful. The very first voice that I heard was the voice of the Great Mother, and she was a very kind, powerful figure who said lots of kind and lovely things to me and helped me to feel less alone.
You've named the voices, you named that voice?
Most of them have named themselves. She came to me and said, I'm the Great Mother and I will comfort you and protect you and keep you safe.
So they're more than voices. They have whole personalities. They have whole beings almost.
Absolutely. Lots of people talk about hearing voices, but in my experience, when you actually do more work with your voices and get to know them more, they actually have, as you say, whole personalities and a real meaning in people's lives.
Right at the start, all of us have got very busy heads. We're all thinking lots of things, lots of thoughts bombarding us. Our own minds are conducting lots of internal conversations. What is different for someone who is clinically diagnosed as schizophrenic, and we'll talk about that term in a minute, who hears voices? What's different about that experience from what all of us hear?
Well, some of the psychiatrists that I work with would argue nothing, actually. You know, that they would argue that these experiences are on a continuum. And as you say, everybody has an internal voice. Friends of mine who don't describe themselves as voice hearers say to me, I have a voice that sort of nags me to go to the gym or...
eat chocolate.
Exactly.
Often in competition.
Exactly. And saying, don't do it. And another part of you saying, do. So I guess we all have different aspects to ourselves. But I guess for some of us, the voices feel less like us and can have more of an external source of power. So I guess it's about the extent to which we recognise them as being us or not us.
It's a very good point. And even if the us is in different moods, we normally presume it's our own mind conversing with us.
Absolutely.
You're saying that these voices for you are more external and they're different in character and different in personality from what your self-talk might be.
Yeah. So, for example, the Great Mother as a small child, that felt very much like an external presence and not something that I created myself. Although on reflection, it makes sense to me that it was something that I created to help me cope